And it is a big honor to represent Mayor Bienski, our city council, and the citizens of the city of Bryan. You know, we're all in this together. Didn't sound very good not long ago. I was thinking that perhaps we'd all be making bricks without straw pretty soon. How do we let Kyle Field be the premier national attention getter that should be for the best university in these United States? And how do we do it in a way that doesn't hurt our local economy, our local folks that have been paying taxes here and supporting Kyle Field, supporting Texas A&M, the system, the university, all these years? And the answer to that is you get a lot of people in the room together and leadership takes place. And I could not be more proud and honored to both serve on the executive board of the CVB, to be a citizen of Bryan and a city council member of Bryan, and to be an Aggie and sit here before you and tell you that folks were able to get together, bring ideas together, and find a solution. An out-of-the-box, unprecedented solution. I predict many town and gown towns may look at this solution and study it. I believe it'll be taught here at the university in classes, and I believe other people will try to emulate it as best they can. Do not tax your local citizenry, but throw a gigantic, like you said, a game changer into the local economy. That's what this agreement does, while also opening up hundreds of millions of dollars of facilities for local use in its citizenry. And the out-of-town folks will be paying a little bit more hotel motel tax, but I believe that we could put a giant 30-foot wall over the city limits and they'd still find a way to scale it. This is a win-win for everyone involved, for the county, for the city of Bryan, our city of College Station, for the university, the system, for A&M, for A&M Athletics, and for our men on the field. What an exciting day. It's very humbling to be a part of it. I want to thank everyone for your being here, especially our media partners, to capture what a big day this is and to report on it. I think this will be studied for many years to come in other cities. And I hope they're as successful as we were, because if they're working with the caliber of men and women we had to work with here, they will be. Thank you.